This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The reason we have special counsel, this is a very important point, and you know it. The reason we have special counsel is because of a conflict of interest. The regulation itself specifically makes reference to a conflict of interest. And we don't like conflicts of interest because it undercuts people's confidence in both the process and the result. So let's be really clear why we have special counsel. There was either a real or perceived conflict of interest that we were fearful would either impact the result or people's confidence in the process. That's why we have something called special counsel, and that's why we have special counsel in this fact pattern. And then, lo and behold, those who are supposed to make sure there are no conflicts of interest seem to have a few of their own. There's a senior prosecutor who sent obsequious emails to a fact witness. She can be described as nothing other than a fact witness. She's a really important fact witness if you pursue the line of inquiry that my Democrat friends want to pursue. They got off of collusion, and now they're on obstruction of justice. She may be the most important fact witness in an obstruction of justice case. And the senior prosecutor for this conflict of interest-free special counsel sent a fawning, obsequious email to a fact witness. And then we have prosecutors assigned to conduct this investigation who donated almost exclusively to one candidate over another. And then we have a prosecutor assigned to this conflict of interest-free team that attended what was supposed to be, what he'd hoped to be, a victory party for Secretary Clinton. And we have a senior DOJ official, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, with an office that used to be two doors down from yours, meeting with Fusion GPS. And Fusion GPS, of course, was paying for Russian dirt on the very person that they're supposed to be objectively investigating. And then that same senior DOJ official's Fusion GPS, his wife was on the payroll of Fusion GPS. And then we have a senior agent assigned to investigate Secretary Clinton's email, help draft the exoneration letter where we changed the language from grossly negligent to extremely careless, interviewed Secretary Clinton in an interview I've never seen, and I doubt you have either in your career as a prosecutor, interviewed Michael Flynn, was actively involved in the investigation into the Trump campaign before the Inspector General found his text. So this agent, in the middle of almost everything related to Secretary Clinton and President Trump, sent pro-Clinton texts, anti-Trump texts to his paramour in response to being told maybe he is where he is to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump. He said, I can protect our country at many levels. And then he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to nothing. Now, think about that, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. That's a pretty overwhelming victory. 100 million to zero. And when I read that last night, what I thought was this conflict of interest-free senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote for Donald Trump. This is the conflict of interest free special agent assigned. And then he went on, if that weren't enough, to belittle Trump supporters by saying he could smell them at a Walmart in Virginia. This is the person we needed to avoid a conflict of interest. And then he said this, they fully deserve to go and demonstrate the absolute bigoted nonsense of Trump. But he wasn't content to just disparage Donald Trump. He had to disparage Donald Trump's family. This is what he said, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. He said the douchebags are about to come out. He's talking about our First Lady and children. This conflict of interest free.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
hey, sometimes you got to stop yourself before you wreck yourself, is what my old friend would say. We get so much in a hurry, especially during the holiday, and that, hey, it's just a parking spot after all, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Rabbi Jonathan Goldson is with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to visit with Jonathan. He is the author of Proverbial Beauty, Secrets for Success and Happiness from the Wisdom of the Ages. Rabbi, happy Hanukkah, let me tell you, and shalom, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Wonderful to be back, Bill. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, let's talk about your latest column, Hidden in the Headlines, the Story Within the Story, and the Wisdom that Hides in Plain Sight. Break that down for us. It's so easy, right?
Yeah. So, I was struck a number of, I don't remember when it was, a couple of months ago maybe, Mike Pence made a comment that he never dines alone with a woman other than his wife, and I guess not surprisingly, much of the media mocked him for that. But with the seemingly endless headlines of these sexual scandals and people of such prominence and such really reputation being revealed to really be living double lives and have been sort of drawn into or entered into such reprehensible behavior, I think it's really worth taking another look at the discipline and principle of a Mike Pence that sets a standard for himself. Says, I don't trust myself to be in situations that could lead in places I don't want to go. I don't want to put other people in a situation where they have to figure out how to judge me favorably. I would rather be more disciplined, more restrained in my own personal conduct to make sure that I don't even get close to areas that could be compromising.
Yeah. Well, the other part of that is the draw, as we know, that power has on people. Not only the people who are in power, but the people who are trying to get close to power. And when you have the opposite sex involved, there is attraction. I will share with you that I had an opportunity back in the mid-80s to work with the Billy Graham Crusade. And there were two things in the Billy Graham Crusade that were absolutely clear. Number one, you never closed the door in a meeting, and you never cross-counseled. And by cross-counseling, what I mean is that you never talk to anybody about a spiritual issue in their life to the opposite sex. So a male never spoke with a female to cross-counsel a female about a spiritual issue, because the lure is such. Just like when you do something with someone, it can on the surface be very innocent, but there is just something about our design that draws us and appeals us to the opposite sex, which isn't a bad thing, but if there's no restraint, we can find ourselves, like Mike Pence has decided, I'd rather not go there. I'm going to avoid even the appearance of evil. I'm going to do everything I can to keep the devil away. We'll say the devil. And to, you know, protect ourselves and so that we do not, you know, open the door to temptation.
Absolutely. And, you know, people don't like to talk about it because it's uncomfortable to talk about an icon. But it's well known that Martin Luther King had a number of let's say, contacts that one would not normally associate with someone like him. Now, he's a person of tremendous principle, huge influence, a real icon in American history for values and rights. And you know, he had another side to his life. John F. Kennedy, as great as he was as a leader, definitely, you know, was tremendously challenged in this area. And I'm willing to believe that neither Matt Lauer nor Charlie Rose nor many of these people began with the expectation that they would get involved in the type of interactions they did. But as you say, power is intoxicating, and it's easy to become impressed with oneself. You know, in Jewish law, it is strictly forbidden for men and women who are not married or not close relatives to have any physical contact with each other whatsoever, to be in an enclosed, in a secluded environment at all. We set up these safeguards because, again, as you say, every interaction between a man and a woman has a sexual component. We can't deny that. We can't ignore it. That's part of our identity. So we recognize it, we appreciate it, and we try to channel it in a healthy relationship, and we also need to guard against it in areas where it could lead us into tremendous difficulty.
And that's why you say the story within the story and the wisdom that hides in plain sight. I don't think America is ready to deal with that yet. I know some of us are, and we want to get there, but part of the process of evacuating this this disease and this infection in our culture is we've got to work through this. You know, some of the stories are yet to be told and heard, and that has to be processed, and that's going to be painful because every day we still get stories of somebody else, you know, being outed, so to speak, or we're finding out that there's been some violation, and yet, and of course, one of the big 8,000-pound gorillas in the room has to do with $17 million of the people's money that has been paid off to keep people silent there on the Beltway. And so there's more stories coming out of there yet to be told, but the opportunity is, and I guess what you're saying to everybody, is that, look, we're going to get through this, and the light at the end of the tunnel is where we're honest and understand that there are natural impulses. We are, you know, male and female. God created us that way, regardless of what the state of California would want to say, because Jerry Brown and company there in the state has decided that God somehow got it wrong, and there's a third option, which kind of is a mystery to me, because California and its brilliant universities in some cases have as many as 26 different gender options. So I'm surprised that the governor, in all his wisdom, stopped at three. But I digress, so forgive me. But getting back to the point is that there is light at the end of the tunnel here, and that's what you're sharing with us, is some hope as we get through this, that we can experience, you know, healing. But I believe that, you know, we have to consider it through God's perspective and not through a human's perspective.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different directions we could go with this conversation. And a point that is so often forgotten in this country is that freedom does not mean anarchy. Liberty does not allow us to be libertine. Freedom is a huge responsibility. And we need to discipline ourselves. All the founding fathers talked about this. Even Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, who were deists, who didn't believe in a God who was actively involved in the affairs of mankind, they still believe there has to be some kind of a moral authority if a democratic system is going to work. And
without a doubt. Well, Rabbi, we've got to take a break, so stay with me for just a moment. We'll be back with Jonathan Goldson after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
One small dream of a savior tonight.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Rabbi Jonathan Goldson continues. It's from his book, his celebrated book, Proverbial Beauty, Secrets for Success and Happiness from the Wisdom of the Ages. The book has been out for a while, but I'll tell you, it is a terrific book. If you're looking for a special gift for somebody and you want to share the Wisdom of the Ages with them, I highly recommend that you get your hands on this book. Rabbi, how can they do that?
The easiest way is at Amazon. Type in the title, Proverbial Beauty. Should come right up.
Well, we're talking Hidden in the Headlines, the story within the story, and the wisdom that hides in plain sight. You know, we were just talking about Albert Einstein. And originally, as he presented the theory of general relativity, he saw it more as that. But then you get people who find it as, because, I mean, it took a while for it to gain any kind of traction, as we know. But then it seems like what, you know, the interest group that grabbed it were more the atheists, because what happened now is that you can extricate God and get into moral relevancy, and now we're on a slippery slide. And this was something that Einstein, as you say, even though he wasn't necessarily God-fearing, he realized that this was a dangerous perception.
Yeah, and I do talk about this in my book, that Einstein himself saw that it was almost inevitable that it, once you say that the workings of the physical universe are relative, that despite the appearances before our eyes, when you get down to subatomic levels, when you get to the far reaches of the universe, the laws that we're familiar with, that we expect to be consistent, are not, that they change. Well, if physical laws are relative, then it's a short step to assume and presume that moral laws are relative as well. And Einstein himself saw this slip into moral relativism.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote that he had regrets that he had ever introduced this theory to the world, because, as you say, even though he wasn't religious in the traditional sense, he recognized that human society needs a moral foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And that if people start making up their own rules about what's right and what's wrong, that human society is going to go into a death spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you mentioned all these choices of various identities. It's one thing in a free society and I don't generally quote Bill Clinton, but to have a don't ask, don't tell policy. You know, we want to have a free society, and that means that secular people have to have the certain rights to be free too. But when you institutionalize every imaginable type of behavior and identity, and you declare it a constitutional right, and you teach it in the schools, what you're doing is you're breaking down the traditional boundaries, the moral boundaries. King Solomon warns against this.
Exactly.
It says in Proverbs, don't remove the boundaries of eternity that were put in place by your fathers. There's a reason why we have to have moral boundaries. And even if in a secular free society we're going to look the other way, if people engage in private behavior, it doesn't mean that we have to build it into the fabric of our system.
Yeah, we don't have to legitimatize it. And that's what's happening, is that everybody wants, not everybody, but there are particular interests that want to have the violation of law accepted. But yet, you know, it's interesting. We haven't gotten that group yet that says they want to violate gravity. You know, and that is no different than any other law that God has established for our good, to protect us on the here and now. And there are other laws like the law of gravity that we take for granted. And this is what's all being challenged. But, you know, unless you have, as you said earlier, eyes to see, ears to hear, then you go the way of, you know, the cultural thought, and we go forward at our own risk and ignore the road less traveled that has...
For a second, it's interesting to pick the example of gravity, because from what I've learned, scientists cannot explain why there is a force of gravity. We know there is one. We can observe it. We can define it. We can measure it. But they can't explain why mass attracts. They only have vague hypotheses. So it's a really wonderful example that you choose, because something that we can't understand, the fact that we can't understand it doesn't mean it's not there.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean that we don't need it. And it might be nice in the cartoons to see people flying around or floating around, but the truth is, if we didn't have gravity, the Earth we stand on wouldn't hold together, the atmosphere we breathe wouldn't be held onto the Earth, and we wouldn't be able to go about life in any way that functions. So the fact that we can't understand why something is the way it is does not prove that it isn't absolutely necessary for our existence and our survival.
Well, I got to tell you, Jonathan, when God opened my eyes to this earlier this year, because I was, you know, I'm trying to find something, you know, an economy of words and a point that would stop people when they argue this relativism and argue different things, and suddenly, you know, I'm downloaded this concept of gravity that seems to be inarguable. I mean, hey, it's there. I mean, if you want to disprove it, go jump on a, you know, get on a roof, fall off, and tell me how it feels. So if the law of gravity is there, then how many other laws that aren't quite so obvious, just like you talked about, the violation of the species, the disrespect of humanity to the opposite sex, that we think, that's okay, you can love the one you're with. I mean, we've had different cultural impacts. I grew up at a time when it was sex, drugs, rock and roll, and it was, I thought it was quite interesting here that in the midst of that, we had the Jesus movement in the 70s. So, I mean, go figure that this comes part and parcel to a movement in our culture. But the point being, after everything is all said and done, is there are these laws, some that are obvious, some that are seem to be very subtle, as the book of Ecclesiastes says, because sin does not necessarily receive its immediate response, things get complicated. And we get confused into thinking that, well, it must be okay, but it's still sin. And it's one of those things that you can pay me now or pay me later. And what we find with sin, as we're finding out right now in our culture, when sin has been avoided, I mean, look at the mess we're in right now, to our earlier point in talking about the sex scandals. This has been kicked down the road time and time again. And I find that we're like the children of Israel in Kadesh Barnea. They kept going round in circles because there were lessons that they needed to learn. And they didn't get the lesson. And so they kept going around the palm trees out there in the desert. So here we are in America going around in circles, reproducing the same mistakes and somehow thinking that we're going to figure this out under our own means and understanding. And I think that's a huge mistake.
And it's interesting you mentioned Ecclesiastes, because one of the things King Solomon says is trying to think about how best to translate it into English from the Hebrew. One is opposed to the other is a phrase that doesn't, it's more ringing in Hebrew. But what it means is that there's a certain equilibrium in the world. Just like in physics, again, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. It works in the spiritual world as well. So when you find that the world, it has a movement shifting more and more towards moral anarchy, you're going to find movements that are shifting in the other direction, to moral order and to moral traditionalism. And so on the one hand, as you say, amidst all of the chaos of unrestrained freedom, you have a return to religious traditions. But the problem with that is that then you have this increasingly polarized society that we live in. And that, I think, is really our challenge as human beings, is to find ways to bridge that distance. It's easy.
Well, for another day to be further discussed, Rabbi Jonathan Goldson, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rabbi. I appreciate it.
Immune thrombocytopenia, also known as ITP, is a condition in which a person's immune system mistakenly attacks healthy blood cells, called platelets. When platelets are low, people may experience bruising or bleeding. A spontaneous nosebleed that wouldn't stop is what led Jim to the doctor. As Jim would learn, diagnosing ITP wasn't so easy. Despite finally getting a diagnosis, Jim cycled through multiple kinds of treatments before trying a medicine that stabilized his platelet count and worked for his lifestyle. Jim explains his experience.
I remember being hooked up to an IV, getting chemotherapy, and I thought to myself, wait, I don't have cancer, so why am I hooked up? I realized I had to take the reins and keep asking questions. I kept working with my doctor to find a treatment plan that worked for me, and I told myself then, I'm not going to lose a day in my life to ITP.
For more information on ITP, visit myitplife.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Bill Martinez live.
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
Back with the American America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, it's the season for entertaining, right? And all the festivities taking place, and with the holiday in full swing and your excitement, you've managed to overcommit yourself again this year. You said you'd never do it again, right? But, okay, you can't help yourself. I know where you're at. Do I sound like I'm one of with experience? Well, if you're like the countless others trying to pull together a last-minute festive feat and manage to cross everyone off your shopping list at the same time, I want you to relax a little bit. We've got Chef, the one and only, yes, Chef of Entertaining Expert and TV Personality, Dame Brichion, is with us. James, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on, because we need your help here, especially for those of us, you know, we love people, you know, and having them over and entertaining, and sometimes, you know, we bite off more than we can chew.
Yeah, it happens often, and like you said, I think, you know, every year, like, oh, God, I'm never doing this again, and then come around next year, we're doing it all over again, so we can't help ourselves, but it's a great part of the holidays, so just go ahead and enjoy it.
Well, and I like, you know, the tips that you have to offer. Just pick two, an appliance pro tip, last-minute gifts, and keep it simple. So what is your top holiday entertaining survival tip?
You know, keep it simple is my top tip. You know, a good entertaining does not have to be complicated. You don't have to spend all day cooking and make every single thing from scratch. You know, go get a couple of nice store-bought items, make one or two things yourself, mix it up, make a beautiful display with some great dips and sliced cheeses, vegetables, and crackers, you know, and you'll have a beautiful holiday entertaining display that you didn't spend all day in the kitchen trying to whip together.
Mm-hmm. What about refreshments? You know, what should we serve that are both delicious and easy?
Well, I think that's the thing. You always want to have some great wine around during the holidays, because you never know when someone's going to pop by unexpectedly. You might need it for a last-minute gift, or just if you're entertaining. You want to pick two good bottles of wine and just serve those, right? Mm-hmm. It keeps it simple. You don't have to go around and interrupt conversations, ask people which red are they drinking or which white, or, you know, there can be a lot of confusion, and it makes it unnecessarily complicated. You know, two of my favorites right now are the Hobnob Pinot Noir and mm-hmm. Skyfall Chardonnay.
Oh, okay.
Both of those you can get for under $15, so it's easy to have plenty of them around the house for holiday entertaining. The Chardonnay is from Washington State. It's really crisp and balanced. So, and the Pinot Noir is very fruit forward, really delicious. So they work well with food, and no matter what you're serving, they're going to be delicious. But they're also really great on their own. You don't have to have them with food. They're just such a good, easy drinking wine.
That's what we like about Pinot. Pinot's yeah. nice that way. It's
absolutely.
Really good. I've not heard about Hobnob. I'm gonna check this out, because my go-to Pinot is is La Crema, but Hobnob, that's on the list. I'm gonna hustle on down and go grab a bottle.
I think you're gonna like it.
Okay. What about time-saving tips for preparing appetizers and entrees? I know that can always be a challenge.
It can be a challenge, and just, you know, try and kind of get yourself organized to cook, which I think, you know, is the most important part, you know, about this is having a plan and knowing what you're going to do. But if you're like me, there's a good chance that you're going to forget something on your shopping list, and you're going to have to make a last-minute trip to the store, whether it's on your way home from work or running out for a special trip, just because I always forget something. That's just me and the way I work. I don't care how many years as a chef I have under my belt. It still happens all the time. So when it happens to you, don't feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the great things, if you're a smart cook, you should work with smart appliances. So the LG SmartThinQ appliances are really an incredible tool to have in your kitchen. They're all operated through an easy-to-use app or through Amazon Alexa or Google Home. And, you know, with these, on your way to the store, on your way home from the store, from the office, you can preheat your oven through the app. You can tell your refrigerator to make more ice because you're having a party and you know you always run out of ice at the party. You can get your robotic vacuum out and cleaning the house so that everything is clean before you even get home, and certainly before guests arrive.
I love these appliance pro trips, pro tips, and I love these smart appliances they have out now. I tell you, they take a lot of the fuss out of the fussing.
I mean, you know, it's really amazing. And for me, there's nothing more maddening than, you know, knowing the guests are coming and I need to get something in the oven, but oh my God, I can't even turn on the oven until I get home. You know, now you can do it on the go. And so the second you walk in the door, you can pop something in the oven. And, you know, that saves you so much time and so much stress this time of year.
James, you also talk about last minute gifts, having some last minute gifts handy. How do we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the top of my list for last-minute gifts this year is the Amazon Fire HD8 tablet. Mm. It's the next generation of Amazon's top customer-rated tablet. It's got a beautiful 8-inch display with a million pixels, 16 gigabytes of storage, and a 12-hour battery life, all for $79.99. Plus, it comes equipped with Amazon Alexa. Mm. But, you know, that battery life is the best thing in the holidays. If you think you're taking this thing on a car trip or a long plane flight, I certainly need something for the kids to read and play games on when we're trying to travel. And, you know, 12-hour battery life, that's going to be more than enough to get you over the hill and to grandma's house.
Well, James, these are some great ideas here. Where can people go for more information?
For more info on everything that we've talked about here today, you can go to betterstuffforlife.com, and you'll find it all right there.
Well, he's a two-time Chopped champion, was named one of People Magazine's Sexiest Chefs Alive in 2016. I mean, what an awesome responsibility. I mean, we're going to James' house, and he's the sexiest chef alive in 2016, and he's loaded up. He's got tablets. He's got he's keeping it simple. We just picked, you know, two wines, a nice Chardonnay and a Hobnob Pinot that I'm checking out right away. I mean, you're all set up for the holiday, James. I'm impressed.
There you go. It sounds good, at least, doesn't it, right now? I think, you know, and that's the idea, right? Keep it simple, be prepared, and don't stress too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to go with the flow with the holiday. I mean, we got enough stuff going on anyway, and it will happen when it happens. And I guess, you know, sometimes it's in the preparation and in the anticipation. But we just need to breathe a little bit, huh? Breathe and have more wine is my motto.
You know, it's never a bad place to start with a good glass of wine. Get that first glass of wine down, and everything seems to smooth out after that.
Well, James, these are great ideas here. I really appreciate you stopping by and telling us all about it. Again, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
All right, Bill. Thanks so much. And for everything we talked about here, betterstuffforlife.com. Check it out. You get all the information right there.
The one, the only, James Brashone. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, James. Take care, buddy.
Right. Thanks, Bill. Happy holidays.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey! Happy New Year to you! In jail! Go on home, they're waiting for you.
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for the announcement.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, he knows me. Hey, why not? Oh, my goodness. Hey, how can you help but not smile? Just like smile and laugh at a good joke and all that is entailed in a good joke. And, in fact, that's what we're going to talk about. Yeah, things have been so doggone serious, we need to have Gordon Javna on with us right now. And his latest book, Life is a Joke, 100 Life Lessons with Punchlines. How about that? Gordon Javna, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me on, Bill.
Are you kidding me? I want to have you on every day. I mean, for all, you know, to balance right, out some of the craziness. Hey, okay, except I'll be in New York City.
Okay.
All right, so.
You come over to my house.
All right, okay, you're on. But next year, we're going to have you on almost regularly. We need to, you know, kind of soften up the blows of all this serious stuff that's going on. And if we ever needed a funny joke, in fact, I was talking with somebody the other day, and I said, boy, is there ever a time for a Will Rogers? And maybe it's Gordon Javna that we should have on to be able to lighten the load of, and you know, because we're taking ourselves so serious. And the good news about this, and this is what people with your sense of humor have, is that you have a way of kind of taking this seriousness and turning it into comedy, because you can reflect it back to us. And we realize, yeah, we are a bit of a joke just in and of ourselves.
Well, there's no doubt that one of the elements of a good joke, at least the kind of jokes that we have in this book, which are funny stories, mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, like one liners or right. you know, or dirty jokes or something like that. One of the appeals is that you can put yourself into the joke. You can
right.
picture yourself as one of the characters. Sometimes you'll see yourself as the protagonist, and sometimes you'll see yourself as the brunt of the joke.
Yeah.
But either way, the point of the book is to be able to look at the jokes and learn something from them. And not like preachy in a preachy way, but these are life lessons. These are real things that my brother and I have experienced in our lives. We really dug into, and we've been around the block a few times, had our share of successes and failures in life, in all parts of life. And we, plus, we used a lot of wisdom that came from our father. He liked to tell us stories, and he had sayings and things that he imparted to us when we were kids. And we tried to put that all in here and make it very, using the jokes. Now, this is a pretty unusual concept, a combination joke book and a self-help book, actually.
Right.
Probably the world's first. It seems like an odd combination, but because these are stories, they're pretty much like they can be used as fables or you know, parables, and hopefully there's some wisdom to extract. I love self-help books.
I'm
a fan of them because
I'm with you.
I need help.
I think we all do. I think we realize that this journey called life, you know, can be too heavy at times, and sometimes we need to have that respite. I mean, in our approach to this radio show, Gordon, I got to tell you that we talk about some serious and heavy things, and this is why I like to have, you know, people like yourself on, and I call them islands of respite within the show, where people can take a break and just kind of relax their brain and, you know, chuckle a little bit, be entertained, and not so much be revved up about certainly the political environment. We're so revved up and so tight. It's like, you know, you can't be funny because your muscles aren't even relaxed enough to laugh, you know? Right?
It's amazing, isn't it? What's happened in the past few decades, actually.
Yeah, without
harder and harder.
Exactly.
And now we're losing. You know, we're in a some elements of comedy have become controversial. So there we go. It gets a little harder.
But well, it's not the Red Skelton days. I mean, I was watching a video the other day, and it was showing all the different Red Skelton, and I think, oh my gosh, those were such great times we were growing up, and I'm sure those were probably times that influenced your dad as well. And that's what I was going to say about the book. Do you feel like your dad's in these pages as well?
Oh yeah, he definitely is. And by the way, he's still living. He's 99 years old.
99? Oh my gosh, wow. My grandmother lived to be almost 102. But 99, wow, that is awesome.
Yeah, and he and there's definitely a lot of him in this. You know, we credit him all over the place for wisdom that he imparted to us. But as I've been talking about this book, I realize, you know, he also used to give us little phrases, you know, little proverbs that described what was going on around us. That probably had a huge effect on both my brother and me. You know, we like things short. We like writing things that are, you know, as short as we can make them and still get the message across. And,
right.
And we also, we like giving advice. So,
exactly.
So that probably a lot of that did come from Dad. And so he's all over this book. No question.
Well, I love people who have a sense of the economy, what I call the economy of words. You know, they're very short to the point. I love that. And what drives me nuts is just the opposite.
Well, you know, there's good writing and there's bad writing. But we sort of, I don't want to say we pioneered, but we really made popular early that style when we did Uncle John's Bathroom Reader.
Yes.
Which is now in its 30th year.
I want you to know one sits proudly in my bathroom. I want you to know that.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm still the editor-in-chief of that publication. I'm no longer with the company that publishes it, but I still do the books. But in those books, we really were engineered. We worked on engineering articles to be as you know, concise as possible and still be we still offer information and teaching positions and so on. So, well, we brought that with us to this Life is a Joke as well.
I love it. Well, what's the difference between a good joke and a great joke?
Well, a good joke makes you laugh. A great joke makes you think.
Mm-hmm. How about both?
A great joke has enough truth in it to make you think.
Yeah. And ultimately...
Tell you a joke?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me a joke.
I'm dying to tell a joke.
Okay.
So
yeah, I know we're 7 minutes, almost 8 minutes in this conversation. You haven't told a joke yet. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, okay. So this is one of our favorites from the book, although we like them all. But, okay, so here you go. A guy's walking down a country road, and he comes on a farmhouse. And in front of the farmhouse, there's a farmer. And standing next to the farmer is a pig with a wooden leg.
Hmm.
Okay. Guy looks at the pig and says to the farmer, nice pig you got there. And the farmer says, nice? Well, this pig isn't just nice. This is the greatest pig in the world. So I'll tell you how great this pig is. A couple of years ago, I had an accident in the barn. Giant bale of hay fell on top of me. I was suffocating. This pig comes running into the barn, pulls me out by my feet, saved my life. I said, that's remarkable. He goes, I'll give you remarkable. You want to hear remarkable? Last year, my house caught fire. And this pig ran into the burning building and pulled my two kids out to safety. Saved their lives. And the man says, that's amazing. But I got to ask you, what's with the wooden leg? And the farmer says, well, with a pig that special, you don't eat them all at once.
aching for some bacon. There we are. Oh, my gosh. That's not true. Well, we got...
lesson that we... that we associated with that punchline is that we would like to believe that when we do something for someone, they're going to acknowledge it.
Mm.
And a lot of times they do. People do. They say thank you, and they really do mean it. Mm-hmm. But not always. And sometimes people are unable to express gratitude. And other times, they may appreciate what you've done. People really see you as a resource to be exploited rather than seeing you as a human being like them.
Okay, well, that was just one of 100 life lessons in the book Life is a Joke. We've got about a minute left. Let's tell another joke. I mean, I at least want to get a couple of jokes in here.
Okay.
All right.
Sure. So another one of my favorites from the book is it's about the two pirates sitting around a bar. They are exchanging war stories and showing their battle scars. And one of the pirates says, "How'd you get that hook you got for a hand?" And the guy says, "Well, I was ransacking a ship in the West Indies, and I got into a sword fight, and the captain cut off me hand." That's fantastic for the first pirate. So let me ask you, how'd you get that peg leg? The guy says, well, we were ransacking a schooner off of Haiti. And I got into hand-to-hand combat with the captain, the ship's captain. And he swung his sword so hard he cut me leg off. And the first pirate says, that was amazing. So let me ask you this, how'd you get that patch over your right eye? And the pirate says, well... I was standing on the deck of my ship when a seagull, the first pirate says, what? That's how you lost your eye? And the pirate says, well, it was me first day with the hook.
Life is a joke. If you want to take a moment and just laugh, it's a joyful and healthy thing to do. 100 Life Lessons, the Javna Brothers. You will love the book. Linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Gordon.
Treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy.